WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Most classical music fans remember Pablo Casals as the greatest cellist of the century. Casals died in 1973 at the age of 96. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz wants to remind us that Casals was also an important conductor. Lord has a review of a new compact disc of Casals conducting Mozart's greatest concerto for string instruments, the Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola.
The spiritual and musical qualities that made Pablo Casals an overwhelming cellist also made him a great conductor. That's one of the reasons I'm so happy about this new CD on the Legacy label. Casals leads a performance of Mozart's sublime Sinfonia Concertante that shimmers with exhilarating intensity. The soloists are violinist Joseph Fuchs and violist Lillian Fuchs, the brother and sister team especially admired for their many elegant chamber music recordings. There are several different approaches to the Sinfonia Concertante. In the basic, competent performance, the soloists simply try to stay together. Sometimes, more dramatically, they develop a witty can-you-top-this repartee, like Shakespeare's Beatrice and Benedick or Congreve's Millamant and Mirabelle. But in this performance, Casals inspires the loving soloists to lend each other a heart-filling mutual support. I don't think this performance has ever been available commercially before. It was recorded live in 1953 at Prades, the small village in France near the Spanish border where Casals lived in self-imposed exile after the Spanish Civil War. Casals had vowed to remain musically silent as long as the forces of Franco remained in power in his native Spain. But the violinist and conductor Alexander Schneider proposed to Casals that if he refused to leave Prades, the musical world would come to him. So for the bicentennial of the death of Bach in 1950, Casals agreed to direct and perform in a Bach festival at Prades. This event was such a triumph and meant so much to Casals that other Casals festivals continued at Prades and Perpignan and later in Puerto Rico. Some of the greatest soloists and chamber players of the century participated. Columbia issued an extraordinary series of recordings, now long out of print, that retain an exalted place in any collection lucky enough to include them. One of these recordings, made at the Perpignan Festival in 1951, was an earlier performance of the same Mozart Sinfonia Concertante, conducted by Casals, with William Primrose on the viola and Isaac Stern giving one of his finest violin performances. The version on the new CD with Joseph and Lillian Fuchs, made 2 years later at Prades, seems to me even warmer and more moving.
Thank you.
This legacy disc also includes a heavenly performance of Mozart's late masterpiece, the Divertimento in E-flat, his only work for string trio. Joseph and Lillian Fuchs are joined by another musician long associated with Casals, the magnificent French cellist Paul Tortelier. Let me also mention another new recording of Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante on Gunther Schuller's GM label. It's called Grande Sesteto Concertante, and it's actually a surprisingly sensitive arrangement for string sextet, made in 1808, 17 years after Mozart's death, possibly by Mozart's favorite clarinetist, Anton Stadler. The performance by the Minneapolis Artists Ensemble is a model of passionate good taste.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.